Creating ideal weather for me. Creating ideal weather for me. Can I create ideal weather for me? Can I create ideal weather for me right now? Can I create ideal weather that would delight me and make me happy? Is the temperature exactly what I'd like it to be? Is it exactly what I'd like it to be at all times? Is there moisture in the air? Is there purity in the air? Is the air the ideal air for me at all times? It's all a matter of what I choose to do about it. Now, what do I choose to do about it? How do I choose to live my life? How do I choose to live in my world? There are zones of weather that exist. These zones of weather have existed for a long, long time. But if I look in geological time, and I look at the changes in landscape, and I look at how volcanoes are and how the tectonic plates are, I see that all the time the universe is expanding and changing. And in our lifetime, the universe has been in a most beautiful, most wonderful, most desirable situation. It was something that we could depend on. We knew that in winter we would have snow, and in summer we would have the sun and warmth. We knew that in fall and spring their natural weather patterns would come, and we could live a harmonious, beautiful life. We could live a harmonious, beautiful world, magnificent in every way, shape, and form. And the zones of weather do exist, but the zones of weather are changing. They're changing as geological time has shown us. Things do change. And as they change, what happens? What happens as they change? Do they become desirable or less desirable? Do they become more exciting or less exciting? Do they become more wonderful or less? The zones of weather do exist, and we have seen them from time to time being specific experiences. Oh, we have seen tornadoes, and we have seen hurricanes, and we have seen all sorts of weather disturbances. We have seen floods, and we have seen weather storms that are very disastrous and very, very disturbing. And what do we do about it? Basically, we do nothing about it. Basically, we say it's an act of God. Now, how silly can we be? An act of God. Everything is an act of God. Everything good, everything not good, everything that is and everything that is not is all an act of God. But we have the intelligence to cause nature to act on our behalf. We have the intelligence to cause nature to act on our behalf and do exactly what we would like to have done. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to have nature do what you want it to do? Well, basically, it's already doing what you want it to do. Basically, it's already fulfilling every desire of your heart, what your expectations are. We have the intelligence to cause nature to act on our behalf, and we have the intelligence to have it happen definitely and specifically. And we've done it. We've done it. By our thinking, we have brought storms, we have brought weather problems into our world. By our thinking, we have made things in a way that we say we don't like it. Physically, we pollute the atmosphere. Physically, we take this wonderful globe of ours and this wonderful atmosphere of ours, and we fill it with pollutants that we don't like. Now, that doesn't have to be. We know ways of providing energy for us without polluting the atmosphere. We know ways of using the power of the sun, the energy of the sun, which would take no pollutants at all in the air. We know that the wind gives us energy. We know that the ocean tides give us energy. We know that energy is everywhere. And it's just our learning, our talent, our training ourselves how to capture it. How to capture the energy for our behalf, for our benefit. We physically pollute the universe. We physically pollute the atmosphere, but we don't have to do that. We have the intelligence to cause nature to act on our behalf. Mentally, we put the ideal causes in motion, and the universe responds quickly or long-term, depending upon how we are consistent in how we put the causes in motion. Now, do we say to ourselves, the weather on planet Earth is always ideal? The weather on planet Earth is always ideal, giving us the rain to water our crops, giving us the rain to wash the atmosphere of any pollutants that we do put in there, giving us the sun to help our crops to grow, to strengthen our bodies, to fill us with vitamin D and all the other things that the sun can do. And we have the moon to give us the quietness of the evening. And we have the intelligence to plant flowers. We have the intelligence to plant all sorts of things. But we have the intelligence to take the plants that are growing naturally on the earth and know how to use them beneficially for our life. We have the intelligence to do that. We create ideal weather for ourselves by our attitude, by what we do. We don't need the plants. We don't need the herbs. We don't need the things that grow in the ground. But we enjoy them. And so as we enjoy them, we think that they are pleasant to have. And yet, there are times when we have upset the atmosphere, and we have turned the ozone atmosphere upside down, and we have made it very difficult. And we found out what we did wrong, and we immediately made it right. And the ozone experience that we have in our atmosphere is now back more to normal. Now, what is totally normal? Well, that's up to us. The ozone stops sun rays, it handles deleterious activities in the universe, and it brings us benefit. Now, did we create this specifically, mentally, or was this just part of the gift that we have given to ourselves from the beginning? We gave to ourselves from the very beginning the ability to have our world be wonderful. We've learned that if we're going to cut down our trees, then our atmosphere is going to be very unhappy about it, and it is not going to benefit us. It's not going to be mankind's blessing. It's going to be something definitely opposed to normal living styles. And it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way at all. We burn coal and we put pollutants into the atmosphere and then we breathe it. And then we find that our bodies are not functioning perfectly. Well, we stop that. We put automobile diesel, gas, carbon dioxide into the atmosphere and we wonder why it's destroying our world. We can stop destroying. We can stop destroying ways that keep us from having our fullness and perfection of who and what we are. And we can do that right now. We can do that right now, and we can enjoy life fully and wonderfully and beautifully. And it is exactly what we want to do. It's exactly how we want to live. is exactly what we choose for ourselves. So we stop destroying ways, and we start wholeness ways now. And in starting these wholeness ways, our world becomes a glorious experience. We create ideal weather patterns for ourselves, but whatever we feel are beneficial. Whatever we feel are wonderful. Whatever we feel are a blessing to us. We create the ideal weather by our thought, by our intelligence, by who we are, and then we live in it. Today is the day I can begin creating an ideal weather for myself. Today is the day that I can create for myself all that's a blessing and all that's uplifting and all that's beautiful for me. It's just whatever I choose to do. Because the zones of weather exist. The zones of weather are changing according to my desire. And I do have the intelligence to cause nature to act on my behalf. And I physically purify my atmosphere. I mentally put causes in motion. And the universe responds quickly to my causes in a wholeness that is integral to itself. And it takes place right now and forevermore. This is who I am. This is who you are. And this is what the world is. Have a lovely world. Live in a world that you create of ideal weather now. I love you. I love you. I love you.